When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Jay, a little time off for the summer. From what I understand, it was a first-class 50th birthday party because of my detached retina, and sir, I'm not allowed to fly or else I'd have been there, man. So how'd it go?
You hear my voice, but no, it was fun, man. It was Max. It was a good time. It was a lot of fun, a lot of friendly faces. It went off, right? It was just like crazy, mad. I mean, we started off the party early, and then all of a sudden, we got to about 6:30 and the sun started to settle down because it was 105 in the backyard, and then all of a sudden, that thing just took off, man, and went to a whole nother level about 6:30. It just went crazy bonkers. Everything just, I don't know, I started feeling different, I think the liquor intake started to kick in for everybody, and it was just a real good time. My family did a really good, my wife did a good job putting it together. It was just fun.
It looks like a hot spot right there, man. Everyone's there. How many people wound up showing up?
I probably would think it was, the RSVP list had well over 300. So it was probably at one time 275 at once, because some people came early that had other things to do on the weekend. It was just fun, though, man. It was fun. And my birthday's not till Friday, and so we're going to run this back. We're going to run it back on vacation. Your boy Marcellus Wiley.
Marcellus.
He was in the house.
Oh, you know, if there's a party anywhere in Southern California.
LZ was there, and Clinton LZ. Yates, one of our Clinton Yates, who comes on the show quite frequently. It was just fun, though. It was all the way a smash. And my nephew was there. Coach Anthony Lynn, former of the Chargers, now with the San Francisco 49ers, were there. I mean, it was a bunch of people.
Yeah, so both
some people I didn't, Max, some people I didn't even see. And then if I did see them, it was a blur, right? It was like, I'll get back to you.
I saw that video of you addressing the crowd. It was, you sounded like you had already had a pretty good time.
It was so funny because Jorge, the producer out here at 710 ESPN, mm-hmm. his dad was part of the festivities on the catering side, and his mom. So she told him, I got out of the pool to go get some food from her. I told her, hey, I want the tacos. This is what I want, blah, blah, blah. And I never came back to get them. Because I got back in the pool, and then I just never, I don't know. I didn't even eat anything, man. It's so weird. All the food was good. Everybody kept talking about it. You're hosting, you're moving around. You're being grown. You're having some cocktails. And I think I got too consumed with the fun part of things and just never got to the food.
First of all, you're turning half a century. And obviously from the looks of things and the video in that backyard, all the talent and hard work has paid off. It paid off. Look at that backyard. That's a backyard enough to hold 300 people. Let's see. The month Key was born in 1972, July, a stamp was 8 cents, a gallon of gas, 36 cents, a gallon of milk, $1.33, a new car was under 4 G's, and a new home, on average, under 30 G's. Notable moments from 1972, Key. The Godfather was released. Not The Godfather 2 or 3 or whatever. The original Godfather with Brando and Pacino and everybody. Sanford and Son debuted on TV. First ever episode. And The Rock and Sofia Vergara, was born in 72. Good for her. And Shaquille O'Neal, all born in 1972, Key.
Yeah, our guy, Alan Yates, made it out, came to hang out with us, and he was having a good old time.
Imagine.
Himself. Imagine that, right? It was just... But it was fun, though, man. It was really fun. I didn't get a chance to get around to every single body, mm-hmm. but I got around to most people, I think. It was weird, man. I found myself having to be held up a couple times, leaning on people, kind of, you know.
It is good when you get to that state where it's like.
No face plants, though.
That's good.
I was cool.
Where people are like, you all right, Key? You all right? And you're like, I'm good. I just got to stay like this for a minute, right?
For a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a minute. I had to recover real quick and. The bar, though, Max, like, the bar was a beautiful bar. The young lady who put everything together, the party planner, she did an amazing job, but the bar was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine you've been to Vegas a million times. Mm-hmm. Just take a bar out of Vegas. That's how much alcohol. I was like, oh, there's no way we're ever going to run through this alcohol. And they ran through it.
Well, you had Marcellus there, so he might have done about half of it by himself.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I had a good time, man. It was hotter than hell, right?
Right.
I'm already dark, and the thing just cooked me even more. And I was just like, I wind up taking my shirt off, you know, getting in the pool, messing around in the pool, having some fun in the pool, doing that sort of thing. Had those big old giant swans floating around in the pool.
you got a nice pool, but how many people got in there?
A bunch. Man, a bunch. Your
you know, a lot
producer.
Of parties, people just stand around. They don't want to get in the
pool.
Yeah,
but what it takes is it takes the host to get in.
Yeah, right.
Once they see you in the pool, they like, everything is okay.
Raj, our former producer, get in the pool?
Yeah, Raj,
course,
our former producer.
He can't wait
producer.
To take off his shirt, show you that he lifts
able,
weights.
He was able
pool.
To get in the pool and have some fun. It just was, it was epic, though, man. It was one of those situations like the world. The this is to me the way the world
that's
should
Steve
be.
That's Steve Mason I'm looking at?
Yeah, that's Mason. Steve Mason's there. LZ's there. Jorge's there. All Coach the, Anthony Lynn. Travis Rogers is
the
there.
LA radio crew. The whole LA
yeah, the
radio
whole
crew.
LA, like, yeah, the whole LA crew was there. And but what I was going to say, though, Max, in that video that I sent you, that's how the world should be. Right? Mm-hmm. Like you should be able to. Just be good with everybody on all social economic backgrounds.
Yeah, the spectrum.
I had them from the rich to the richest, to the poor to the poorest, and I had them from Jewish to Persian, to black to Hispanic. You just name it. It was just a United Nations in my backyard, right in the backyard. It was wild in terms of the people, and everybody got along, and everybody's having conversations and meeting people and. You know, I don't know how many texts I got. I was like, oh, my God, this person was so wonderful and that person was so wonderful. And that's why I was saying what I said in that video. It's like, you know, if you here, it's because you're here for a reason because I deal with you. Mm-hmm. You ain't, you know, there's no madness, no nothing. It's just everybody can be happy and enjoy one another and nobody's trying to divide each other or do none of those sort of things. And it just, you know, it was fun.
I think that has something to do with a lot, like, this is something interesting. Jim Lampley, I lost a bet to him because before Obama got elected, he said, you know, Obama's going to get elected. And I thought, I don't know if the country is ready for that. You know, a lot of people are set in their ways. And he said, man, the locker room in American sports, I think, has changed culture. And mm-hmm. he was right. You know, those were happier days in terms of our social, you know, society and our politics. But you think that has something to do with it when you talk about the spectrum of people at your party, your 50th birthday party, and that's beautiful and that's the way it should be. You think the locker room has something to do with that?
I don't necessarily know. You mean the locker room for me?
Yeah, no, just generally in American culture, the fact that the locker room brings people together from because it's a meritocracy, right? Well, it doesn't matter what you are. You just if you can play, you can play.
I think it's part of that. No question about it. I think it is somewhere in the fabric. That's how I was always raised because of sports. So I get along with everybody. If I don't get along with you, it's probably because you the one with the problem, not me. Cause I get along with literally everybody.
Right.
You know? And so when I can bring, I feel good about myself when I can bring people together like that, that, I mean, like some of the people that came to my party, I hadn't seen in 15 years. Like I had a buddy of mine that I only have talked to over the phone, but since I left New York, I hadn't had any real interaction with him back when I played for the Jets, other than the phone. He hopped on the plane, landed at noon, went to the party, and jumped on a red eye back home, back to New York.
Yeah, that's great. I hate to tell you, that was my plan, but couldn't.
No, I don't want your eyeball to be in your palm of your hand.
One-eye Kellerman. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champion Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now, exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. All right. So that was Key's 50th birthday party. Happy birthday, Key. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Coming
trying to
up.
Trying to get another 50 in.
Yeah, I'll be there for the 100th. Coming up, what does the next step look like for Mac Jones? And you know what's going to be funny at Key's 100th? Same amount of alcohol is going to be there, and it'll all be gone at the end. We'll tell you next, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. An in-depth preview of every team in the National Football League. Two teams, every day, as we storm towards training camp. NFL Two-A-Days continues on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Key, but let me get this straight, though. You had this big party, but you're not 50 until this next weekend, right?
Well, I'm 50 Friday.
Friday. So you did it
22nd.
A week ahead.
Yeah, because we're going out of town. We're going on vacation with 50 people. And
you did that on purpose, 50 people?
Yeah, did it on purpose.
So your wife set that up, right?
Yeah. And so we're going to go out of town and get some sun and enjoy some water and chill. And, you know, and so my actual family and everything. So I'm having like a dinner party, a white linen dinner party. And
white linen dinner parties, 50 people. You're going to have to work for another 50 years at this rate.
Man, who are you telling? It's like, hey, I'm not paying for it. No, I am paying for it.
Of course, you know? You're paying like, for everything.
But it's fun. It's fun. My kids, because the party yesterday was adult. I mean, Saturday was adults only, and this one gets the kids involved and that sort of thing. But it's great, man. It's always good to see different people and
Key,
enjoy it.
Do you remember Y2K?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, I never really
got. The world was going to end.
Yeah, I never really got back into shape after this. Now, I didn't think the world was going to end, but I was like, hey, if fit does hit the shan somehow and some of this stuff goes right, I'm going to start partying after Thanksgiving. Instead of just New Year's Eve, I'm going to do like 6 weeks of partying. I don't think I've been in shape since then.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where it was like, you shouldn't fly on this day because they're not going to be able to do whatever the speedometer says.
It was all crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's 1900.
Man, I totally remember Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that started.
Because just some like a computer nerd was like, actually, the computer is going to think it's 1900, and it was like some Matthew Broderick movie from the 80s or something. Right? They might as well have made that.
Well, yeah, you know, partying. My birthday is, like I said, it's next Friday, but I had to because this was the only weekend. Mm-hmm. And by being the only weekend, prior to me leaving, it's just like, I got to do it on the weekend before. And it just made all the sense in the world. And it was All-Star ESPY week, too, here in L.A.
Did you so
Major
so
League
now
Baseball.
Now that that part is over, you look back, you're glad you did it and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it looked like a good time.
Yeah, I'm already looking forward to, like I said, my 100th.
Another 50. That's all. You already beat the odds, right? You're going to beat them again.
Yeah, so that's the plan. That is certainly the plan, because growing up in South Los Angeles, man, it's a lot of people that didn't get there, get to 50.
That's some 50th birthday party, right? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are back in 10 seconds from now.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days, the New England Patriots.
I look across the AFC East. These rosters are not far behind the New England Patriots anymore. The Bills obviously being better, and I would go as far as saying Miami has a better roster.
Last year, they wanted to bring Mac along as a rookie. But this year, I just feel like there's been a shift. It's like, Mac, be that leader. I think it's fair to say that the expectation is raised for Mac entering year two, which Bill Belichick always says, that's the year players usually make their biggest jumps.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speaker say, play ESPN, we pop up. You can download the podcast. You can check us out on ESPN, too. Jay with a little time off. Key, so it's Two-A-Days, and we're starting with the Patriots. You heard what was said about Mac Jones just now coming in. This is very Parcellian. This is very Johnsonian, that you subscribe to this philosophy. You talk about the progression of a quarterback. So Mac Jones, 68% of his passes, 3,800 yards, 22 touchdowns as a rookie, won a bunch of games. What do you think of his rookie season? What are you expecting from him, or what do you want to see in his sophomore year?
Well, I think he played just like a rookie, Max, right? He had the training wheels on. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He didn't screw it up, but he couldn't win it either. And I think that's okay for a rookie quarterback in his first season in NFL. You throw for 3,800 yards. You take your team to the playoffs. You dink and dunk. You lollipop your way through. And you continue to just learn the speed of the game, and you kind of let the players around you take care of business. And I think when you talk about 68% of the passes, a completion percentage, yeah, he's going to have a high completion percentage rate because most of the stuff is at the line of scrimmage or behind the dang on line of scrimmage. I mean, it wasn't like he was pushing the football down the field. In year two, you take one of those training wheels off, and you let him hobble along, and if you do that, then all of a sudden he becomes a much better player, and that 10-7 record goes up or down for you, but he becomes a much better player. He's more comfortable, confident. He has confidence. He's comfortable in the situation. He understands the speed of the game, and he just continues to get better, and that's what I think is going to happen to him, is he's just going to get better under this situation. Now, will he ever be better than some of the other guys that were drafted in his class? Who knows, but he's in a perfect situation in a division. Buffalo's, controlling, but they're right there behind Buffalo and maybe slightly even with the Miami Dolphins as far as I'm concerned.
So we're going to get to Buffalo in a second. Guys, I want to see that graphic. We just saw it on ESPN, too, again, Key. I mean, I think I know it. I just saw the three stats I wanted to talk about. But it was yards per attempt. You might be surprised to know that he was 14th in the league. That's solidly middle of the pack in the NFL. Which is surprising to me, Key. I thought it would be lower, but his yards per attempt put him 14th in the NFL. His touchdown to interception ratio was 17th. It's not quite 2-1, but it's getting there. And his total QBR is just above average. Average QBR is like 50, right? So he's a 50.9. So that's 16th. So he is very middle of the pack as a rookie in those three important categories. And then the most important category, of course, is wins, and his team won a bunch of games, went to the playoffs. Now, we heard also about the roster. On the way in, we heard sound about the roster. I think that was Marcus Spears saying that, you know, when you look at the roster of the Dolphins, obviously the Bills, it's a better roster. But, Key, I remember a lot of those Belichick teams led by Brady, at least guys like me, maybe you felt differently. But I would look at the roster and go, it's not like a superstar spectacular. It's good. They have lots of nice pieces. And that's what this team looks like to me again. It looks like a normal Patriots kind of roster. Nothing jumps out at you at receiver where you go, oh my God, but somehow they get it done. What do you think about the talent on the Patriots roster?
I think they're a little bit probably behind Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But in front, look, I would say they're probably a little bit behind the Jets and Miami.
Ooh, the Jets too.
Well, the Jets are young with a lot of talent.
So you think they're the
no, but
least
that doesn't mean
roster
that
in the AFC East.
But see, that doesn't mean that the team is better than the New England Patriots. It just means individuals probably have more upside and more talent.
Their potential, given their age
potential and all that sort of stuff, doesn't mean that they're better than them.
Right.
I still think that New England as a team is probably better than the Jets, and slightly right there. Miami kind of maybe just a little bit up, just a little bit. I don't think that it's a big separation between Miami and New England.
Right.
Now, you got to remember, this is a new head coach going into Miami. Bill Belichick's been at the New England Patriots since like 90, when did he get there, 2000?
Yeah, this is not his first season.
No, so it's a little bit different. The edge goes to New England because of the coaching staff.
So I'm thinking about the AFC East. It's interesting because all those years, they were so much better. And you know, because you were in that division, because they had a quarterback and no one else did. Like, I know you got a couple years. Like, Vinny Testaverde at the age of 100 was the best quarterback you ever played with. But that tells you something about the AFC East. Like, if you look at the players over almost 20 years, the quarterbacks that Tom Brady had to go against, it's hilarious. You look at the AFC West or the NFC West or, like, a lot of divisions right now.
I'm trying to think.
They had better quarterbacks than Brady ever faced in one division right now.
The Bills had – the best quarterback the Bills had is Drew Bledsoe.
Right. That, in the
during
beginning.
During that tenure, the best quarterback was Bledsoe. The Jets' best quarterback, Vinny, was the one.
Ennington.
Yeah. But probably Vinny. Miami went through a whole Rolodex full of quarterbacks.
Yeah, right. Still, so they had that huge advantage. And my point is, a lot of those rosters, I think you might say the same thing about with those Patriots back then. We're not talking about upside. We're talking about where they are right now. They might have been a little better than the other rosters, but maybe the other rosters had more upside, more potential, more youth, whatever it was. But Brady was the difference, and they crushed everybody. Does Mac Jones have to make up for the talent gap between the Patriots and the Bills? Does he have to be that much better than Tua in order for the Patriots to make the playoffs in a division where suddenly, as you said, in terms of just talent, they might be fourth out of four?
Yeah, but the thing that New England had back then is we talking about Willie McGinnis, okay, borderline type Hall of Fame guy, Ty Law, Hall of Fame guy. But that defense in the early stages of Brady's career, it was all about the defense. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, as Brady got a little bit older, sort of kind of like a Mac Jones situation, he's going to grow into that role. And as he grows into that role, I'm sure the training wheels will come off. Year one, I'm not asking you to do much. Year two, I need you to take a step. Year three, I need you to start smelling like a Pro Bowl at the door, Pro Bowl type player. And year four, it's all you.
Yeah, this is what you're describing. What you're describing is like the platonic ideal of how a quarterback progresses. That's what happened with Josh Allen, who's a more naturally talented guy. But exactly what you just laid out, there's Josh Allen's progression. And the Patriots, obviously, you have to hope that Mac Jones can do the same thing. Here's a guy who the training wheels have been off for a long time. They never really were training wheels, Key. But because You should hear what Tony Romo had to say about Dak Prescott. We're going to get into that a little later. Coming right up, LeBron says teammates don't have a win or bust mentality. Teammates that don't have that mentality.
Was that English?
Yeah, kind of. It's Max-lish. Teammates that don't have a win or bust mentality keep him up at night. Was he talking about someone specifically on this Lakers team? That's next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Warm day. Max got the capris on.
Well, now I got it. If I have khakis on and I don't roll it up once, they bunch up. But now when I sit down, they start to ride up my leg.
So why don't you just buy something that fits?
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Next, the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max podcast.
This is shocking news, actually, and it actually is it breaks down along philosophical lines, I feel like. The world is divided into these two sets of people. Key, did you say that the red lifesavers are the best ones?
Yeah.
Wait, so when you talk about hard candy, like the berry flavors over the citrus flavors?
Citrus growing up wasn't a citrus flavor, Max. It was green, red, orange.
Yeah, but orange is citrus. Green used to be lime. That's citrus.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I like the red over those. When you said citrus, I'm thinking more like the
lemon.
No, it's like a mixture. Uh-huh. They have them now. They got mixtures in them.
They have like the tropical blast or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. I was thinking that right there. But no, I didn't. The red was the bomb.
I think the world is divided into two types of people. The type of person who likes, when it comes to those kind of candies, the berry flavors, which would be like the reds or the purples or whatever, and the type of people who like the citrus flavors, which are like the yellow, which is sometimes now banana, green.
I like the yellow.
I like the citrus. I like the sour ones.
It's just like when you go to the Starburst, you grab the red, the pink.
See, and then you're the berry guy.
You can keep the orange and the.
Those
and
are the ones yellow. I want. The orange and the yellows.
Ah.
Yeah, I like the orange myself.
See? The world 88 say ESPN. 888 say ESPN. I think the world is divided. There are lots of things you could do that for. Are you a this guy or that guy? Or person or that person? Berry or citrus when it comes to the candies. Anyway. LeBron James, I don't know what he is, on Uninterrupted, talked about the importance of having good culture on the Lakers. Listen to what keeps him up at night.
Definitely culture first, and then if you can blend that with the talent and the right pieces, it's the gateway to being successful for a long period of time. But yeah, like the culture is the number one thing.
Fair or not fair, do you love that pressure at this point in your career of like win or bust? I don't care about scoring title, I don't care about anything, it's win or bust. Do you like that pressure?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it, with win or bust. And what makes me have sleepless nights is when you don't have everyone that feels the same way on your club.
Key, you heard what he just said. Is he talking about anyone in particular there, do you think?
You know, I really don't, Max. I don't really think he's taking any shots at anybody, the Anthony Davises of the world or Westbrook or anything like that. Remember, he went to get those two guys. Mm-hmm. And he knows them personally, but I just think what we tend to do is we hold on to every little word that somebody says and we run it until the cows come home.
Thank God, because I couldn't make a living if we didn't do that.
Well, I mean, it's not all true, though. Just because he said that everybody on his team needs to follow what he's thinking, how he prepares and the way that his mind works, doesn't mean that he's talking to his current teammates. He may just be saying he can't be teammates with people that don't have the same mindset as him. It keeps him up at night.
Let me tell you why my mind goes to Westbrook, Keith.
And I would say, as a player, I felt the same way. Like, if I felt like somebody wasn't giving their all, or whatever the case is, that's why we lost the game, or that's why we struggled in the game, it would keep me up at night. Because sure, I know what the hell I'm doing.
You're right. I imagine, especially if you're a talented player, you were the first overall pick in the draft, and you're a worker, then you're not going to want to be around people who aren't working at least as hard as you, who have the talent to work less if you wanted to, right? So So I get that, and especially if you're team-oriented. You're willing to sacrifice personal stats and stuff like that in the service of winning. You're good. So let me tell you why my mind, and I imagine a lot of people's minds go to Westbrook, okay? LeBron threw his support behind the trade for Westbrook, which is why that happened, right? They didn't go get Buddy Hield and shooters and surround them with certain pieces. He was thinking reportedly at the time, I need someone to carry the load if I miss time, AD misses time, went out and got Westbrook. Now, it was a disaster. For the exact reasons all the basketball people were like, this ain't going to work. And people like me were like, at the deadline, they'll get some 3-and-D guys or at least some shooters. They'll be fine. Westbrook's really good, whatever you want to say about his shot. It didn't work. It was a disaster. Now, last week it was reported that Westbrook and his agent split. And when you look at the quotes from the agent, they said, was it last week or maybe over the weekend? It was the following was, I'm paraphrasing, was stated more or less. That the agent's claim was, look, I didn't think a trade from the Lakers is good for Westbrook. I think he should get behind Coach Darvin Ham, like what he's saying, how he wants to use him and all that, embrace that, and do that because, and here was the agent's reasoning, whose name escapes me at the moment, Key. Every time he's been traded in his career, the team that has gotten him has given up a boatload to get him. This time, everyone's saying they're going to have to attach value to the trade, like a draft pick, in order to trade him. It'd be the first time where he's seen as having negative value instead of a lot of positive value. His agent didn't want that for him. I don't think that's good for him. You should play with the Lakers. Show them what you are and all that. And anyway, that was what was stated, and then they split. So that leads, if you can infer from that, oh, wait, maybe Westbrook wants out. And now LeBron is responding to that. You tell me why I'm wrong about that.
Well, it's not necessarily you wrong about it at all. Thaddeus is his name.
Thaddeus.
Is Westbrook's old agent's name. But when your agent steps out and tells people why you split.
Thad Foucher. Sorry.
That is for his own protection. His own protection. He wants to get out in front of it because he just was fired. Mm-hmm. And you're fired by a superstar in the NBA. And so I think you want to figure out how to protect your name and image as much as you can. So now you put everything on Westbrook in the end, who already has, some issues with the Lakers or whatever the case may be. So now people are looking at that differently now than they were before. Like, oh, okay, so he wants to get out of here and go somewhere else. His agent tried to get him to stay with the Lakers and get the Lakers an opportunity and a chance. And that's why we have what we have. And I don't think LeBron was talking about Westbrook. And I know last week there's the two shot. One guy's on one end of the court, another guy's on the other end of the court. They haven't talked to each other, blah, 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 blah. But as far as we know, they've been talking to each other the entire time, walking through the tunnel, having dinner with each other in Vegas. We don't know that.
But, Key, it might be. But here's what's interesting. A lot of the time, something like this will happen, and a former athlete will say exactly what you're saying, right? Because, like, you've been through it, and a lot of times it's just smoke. There's actually no fire. But then a lot of times we hear from former athletes like you on a show like this about that, because that's been your experience. And then we find out later, actually, yeah, there was stuff going on. It just seems odd to me that they're on opposite ends, that they don't communicate, at least publicly. That LeBron just comes out and says this, that Westbrook splits with his agent last week. It's just a lot. I don't know if it's a ton of smoke in each place, but there's a little smoke in each place, you know?
Do you think I like you?
Yeah.
You think I generally like you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no ill will towards you at all, right?
Right.
Okay, so you went to a UFC match, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
In Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
I was there, too.
Yep.
To host of a show.
Yep.
I didn't see you.
No, but we texted and communicated.
Yeah,
and all that.
We did.
Yeah.
But if the general public sees us and I'm sitting on one ringside and you're sitting on another, how come we're not sitting together?
No
Why
doubt.
Aren't they talking?
But if
that's
I heard
all
that,
I'm saying.
But if I
that's
heard,
all I'm saying.
No question. But if I heard speculation in the media, oh, Max and Key, da-da-da-da, I come out and be like, media, I would just, I'd be like, no, we were there, we were texted and all that. We just didn't, you know, different sides of the ring and all of the octagon.
But see, I wouldn't say that. And I've heard and I've seen Max and Key, don't get along, blah, blah, blah. Hmm. I don't need to give them the satisfaction of answering stupidity because they don't know.
Because sometimes you're right. Sometimes it does work like that. But there are other times where it doesn't, you know, like where we find out everyone's kind of downplaying it. And then after the fact, like, yeah, there was – it doesn't have to be that they're at each other's throats, but it's like, yeah.
But this isn't Westbrook and I almost called him Kevin Garnett. Kevin Durant,
right.
This isn't OKC. This isn't that situation.
Yeah, that's true. No, I'm not. And where it was kind of obvious, right? But even then, there was a lot of denial back then. By the way, people want to weigh in. They want to weigh in on this show. 888-STATE-ESPN, 729-3776. They want to weigh in on Lakers culture? We'll find out. Adam in Milwaukee.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
What's happening?
I'm with Keyshawn. I love all the red ones.
See?
Starburst.
Mm-hmm. Lifesavers.
Jolly Ranchers. Whatever it is, I just pick all the red ones out and leave the rest of them in there.
I know a lot of people. I'm saying the world is divided along those lines. I far prefer the citrus ones. Far prefer.
So if I had, like, Sour Patch Kids, though, Max, I'm eating the red ones. I'm not eating the yellow ones or the green ones.
Leave them for me, please.
Yeah, I'm going to leave them. All that, when I get a Starburst, I open up the pack. I take the pink, the red, the other yellow, and whatever other orange. I keep going. I move that, go back to the pink, the red, the pink, the red.
It's like going to a club, and you're with your best friend, and let's just say you like different things, right? That's perfect. That's your perfect person to go to a club with. He likes one thing, you like another. Perfect. No competition. It works out perfectly. That's how it is with the world. It's divided with those kind of candies. And the thing I don't love about the red and the pink and the purple, those kind, they don't taste anything like the fruit that they're supposed to taste like. They say this one's cherry or this one's strawberry. This one, it doesn't taste like a strawberry. It just tastes red.
Here's one for you. If I got M&M's,
yeah,
I'm not taking the chocolate M&M.
Those all taste the same.
No, not to me.
The M&M's taste different? You're claiming M&M's taste different?
It's something in my mind where I'll take the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other color? Green?
Yeah.
I'll do all the colors, but I will not do the chocolate, the brown one.
You're an M&M racist. This is outrageous. Vern in Chicago, you're on with Keyshawn and Max. KJM.
What's up, fellas? Max, you my guy. But right now, I'm trying to figure out what planet you on right now with that comment, because you said there's two groups of people, but there's only a few groups of people, and you were the one or two that actually like the citrus over the red. If you gave me that red, I figured you was just being – if you didn't give me the red, I thought you was being greedy and you was hogging them when I was little. Ain't no way. They even sell the reds individually. You know that, right?
I do. I'm not claiming they're not more
popular.
That's
what I'm trying to tell you, though, man.
Look, I'll give you another thing that the world is divided. Mayonnaise, right? Most people love mayo, but there's a large group. It's a minority, but it's a large group of people who hate mayo. I'm in that group. Hate mayo. And what drives me crazy is if I order a sandwich or something, Key, my whole life like this, they automatically put mayo on, and I'll be like, no mayo. They look at me like they've never heard that before. But I know that's a lie, because there's so many people like me, even if we're a minority, they had to hear that from a million people. What is in it for the mayo people that they have to pretend that everyone likes mayo? That's like how I feel about this red thing with the citrus flavors, with the Starburst and the Lifesavers, the Jolly Ranchers. I know more people like the reds than don't.
See,
the but you Jolly had to Ranchers. Run into some of us though, who like.
So
the
I had the Jolly Ranchers at my party.
Yeah,
you know, because when I don't want gum, no gum, won't gum because it's field turf in the back. And
by the way, like Vegas, people. Like the casinos, they don't sell gum for that.
No, we don't want gum. So I had the Jolly Ranchers because I did these porta potties or whatnot for people to use the restroom, and we put the Jolly Ranchers in there. Now, when I opened up the big bag of Jolly Ranchers, I grabbed the apple. Mm-hmm. Okay, I grabbed my green, and I grabbed my watermelon. The rest of them, you can keep the grape. You can keep all that.
Yeah, I like the watermelons,
the
too.
The cherry, you can keep that, too.
Now, the apple, was if it's sour cherry or sour apple all day, but I need that sour taste in those candies, man. It's just too sweet. Tim in Rochester wants to weigh in on this, Key.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, not much. I gotta agree with Keyshawn, Max. I mean, you're my boy, Max, but I don't know, man. A lot of people don't like them yellows, man. I take all the yellows out, give those to the kids, man. I gotta keep the reds.
You don't like lemons?
Facts, man.
I don't know.
Nobody likes that yellow, Max.
I love them. I love the yellow ones. I like the green ones more if they're lime.
Nobody likes yellow except for Max.
I do. Good. That's
like literally.
Yeah.
Even if my kids go through the bag, the yellows are still there.
Right.
Like, they're there. They won't touch them.
You know what is funny? It's like if you cook a steak, right? Like, my kids don't like the fatty part. I love the fatty part. I love it. So good. Better for me. I like the stuff that other people don't like. B in Brooklyn. Not a single person is with me on the citrus. B in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I agree with Keyshawn.
See, look at this.
The pink. Always the pink, man. Got to go with the pink.
Is there anyone?
And the situation with the Westbrook
sports.
And LeBron, you know, hey, listen, if you hang out with four broke people, you know what it's going to be? It's going to soon to be five. And if they ain't got the same attitude as he got, that's what's going to happen. So that's it right there. That's how I feel about it, baby.
Key, that's good. Key, speaking of Westbrook, because not a single person, if there's anyone out there who prefers the citrus candies to the red candies, to the berry flavors, 888 say ESPN, 729-3776. So far, took a bunch of calls. Not a single person is with me on that. I still claim that we are a silent minority. All right. Key, the thing about Westbrook that's most surprising to me in his time in L.A., whatever the deficiencies in his game in terms of a complimentary piece to LeBron and AD, L.A., some people are built for L.A. And when I say L.A., I mean the Lakers. Let's get real. Some people are built for that. Other people are not. I always assumed that Westbrook was built for the Lakers, was built for L.A., had that kind of personality.
And I think he is, Max. He just got here. He was only been here for one season, and it just didn't go well.
No shooters.
It doesn't mean that they don't – it doesn't mean if they run it back that it won't all of a sudden change. And I know a lot of basketball experts and basketball people think he's washed and he's done and this, that, and the other. You don't know that.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I wouldn't say washed. It's just, and you're right, there are no shooters on the team. Every year he's with another team. But what I noticed about Westbrook, and I predicted this before the season started, it was his fourth season, fourth team. And every year before that, first half he was terrible. He's washed. He can't do it anymore. Da, da, da. Second half, oh my God, he's an MVP. I was waiting for that to happen. Where's second half Westbrook? He never showed up. To me, he never showed up.
In certain games that LeBron and AD were not in, he played well.
Yeah, he did.
He played well. And so that's his style, but that's also on the Lakers to understand who he is as a player. They need to understand who he is as a player, and I think that's what Donovan Ham, the new head coach, came in and said. One of the things is he's going to try to get him to buy in to the situation and how they want to play him. And that's all you really need. And I think people want to always say, well, Westbrook ain't going to never change, ain't going to never change, ain't going to never change, going to always be the same. Well, he only has always been the same because people have allowed him to be that way. They've allowed him to be that way. They didn't try to change him. Mm-hmm. And I think now the Lakers, if he stays with the Lakers, they're going to try and change him.
You know, it's funny when you think about how to best use Westbrook, you hear point centers, you know, the bigs, but you throw it into the paint, especially in the old days, and then they could set up the offense, they pass it back out, or they score. The Westbrook is sort of like that, but wrapped up in a smaller package. He is best used in an offense. You have to think of him almost like a five, not a one, in that he's gonna get to the paint and then distribute or score, right? It's a paint presence, but he's just not gonna post up because he's little. But that's he's got to have the ball in his hands. You got to let him do that. And in order for that to work, you need shooters. That I don't see that on the Lakers. Tim in Minnesota has something to say, Key. Tim? All right, yep. Tim, you got to turn the radio off to hear me, Tim. Turn it down. There we go.
All right.
See how I can hear myself in the background? Got to turn it down.
Well, yeah.
Tim, while Tim's figuring that out.
Was
Brandon
Tim,
in Arkansas.
Tim at Key's party?
No, Tim.
Max, what up?
What up? Brandon?
So, yes, sir. I got a buddy. Okay. He's on your side. Right. He buys a bag of Skittles, picks out all the green and yellows, and I get the rest, man. It's like going to the club with your buddy who likes opposite things. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not with you on the green and yellows now. Come on.
But that's okay. But yeah. You and me can go to the club together because I'm looking for the green and yellows and you want the reds.
Let's go. Let's get them.
See what I mean, Key? It works out that way.
You can keep them, Max.
Jason in Ohio has something to say about this. Jason, you have 20 seconds.
Morning, guys. Hey, I'm with Key, man. If there's like a yellow, I don't care if it's jelly beans or whatever it is, if I'm down the road and I'm eating those things, if I pull a yellow out, I'm throwing it out the window.
Only when
I'm
it's
just
banana.
You.
When it's a yellow, like a banana flavor, because I'm expecting citrus. But if I get a good sour yellow one, that's perfect. All right, listen, I'm practically on an island over here. It's okay, I'm comfortable on the
island. I think you got smashed about 12-1 right here, Max.
Not even one. Not even one. It was zero. Coming up, one NBA star told his GM to go out and get players that he needed, and then give him whatever's left over in terms of the money. We'll tell you about that next. KJM on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.